A third of the nation's 1,800 rural hospitals are at risk of going under. John Daly of Colorado Public Radio visited one on the eastern plains of Colorado and found that in many ways it is at the core of small-town life, but its dependence on federal funding means its future is uncertain.
When you pull into Hugo, 100 miles east of Denver, you're greeted by one grocery store, one restaurant, one liquor store, one historic railroad roundhouse, two bars, and an antique store.
Main Street Mamas.
You're the Main Street Mama?
I am the main mama. I am indeed.
That's Linda Oral. She sits on a bar stool in what used to be an old pool hall. She says Hugo is pretty small.
It's about 825 or so, maybe 850 on a good year.
Just up the hill is Hugo's hospital, Lincoln Community Hospital and Care Center.
Hello, good sir. Rachel.
From the outside, it looks more like a small 1960s era apartment building.
So this is the two-bed emergency room.
But it has all the essential high-tech healthcare equipment, modern imaging machines, telemedicine, even an AirLife helicopter. Rachel Smith is the nursing director. Smith gives me a tour of the 15-bed critical access facility.
You know, it's not treat them and street them. It's definitely somebody you're going to see maybe even later that day, later that week.
In one room at the hospital, there's retiree Ken Sterling.
This is my hometown.
Sterling is in his mid-80s. He was in the Navy, then did appliance repair, and even served as mayor. He was recovering from back surgery when I visited. Sterling's dad edited the local paper and helped build the hospital back in the 50s.
Yeah, I don't know how much you've driven out in this part of the country, but there's a whole lot of nothing. And people have a tendency to get a lead foot. There are a lot of car accidents.
The interstate is about 15 miles away, so a lot of people pass through the area. But officially, there are just 5,500 people in all of Lincoln County. Sterling says the hospital is vital.
There are an awful lot of people that depend on this place.
People like Ted Lyons, down the hall, who was recovering from an infection. Lyons was a cattle rancher and a Republican county commissioner for more than a decade, in a county where four of five residents voted for Donald Trump. He's been watching a lot of C-SPAN, hearing a lot about the push to replace the Affordable Care Act. Lyons says he'd like Trump to visit Hugo's hospital.
If you could land out here on this helipad and come visit what the real hospital is about.
Lyons agrees with President Trump that Obamacare needs to change. Medicare is his insurance, like half the hospital's patients, and many also depend on Medicaid or both. But government payments from those programs don't pay the hospital enough to cover the full cost of their health care. Lyons was on the hospital's board when it nearly shut down a couple of decades ago. He wants lawmakers to work together to keep the parts of Obamacare that work and fix funding for hospitals.
You don't drown the duck to get a feather out of him.
Down the hall, Ken Sterling, too, supports whatever helps save his hometown hospital.
Don't even talk about losing this place. That would be a tragedy, really.
But if the GOP bill becomes law, it would make dramatic cuts to Medicaid and other reductions in federal contributions to consumers and insurers alike. That would put small-town facilities like Lincoln County Hospital on thin ice. For NPR News, I'm John Daly.
And that story is part of a partnership with NPR, Colorado Public Radio, and Kaiser Health News.